An already tense Pakistan erupts into violence today as a suicide bomber attacks the home of a minister and a former leader is placed under house arrest.
A suicide bomber attacked the home of Pakistan's Minister of Political Affairs in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Four people are reported dead, but the minister himself not hurt.
The capital of Islamabad, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been placed under house arrest there at her residence. It's surrounded by concrete barriers and barbed wire. 5,000 of her supporters have reportedly been rounded up by President Pervez Musharraf's military forces.
Bhutto had planned to defy a ban on public gatherings and speak to a protest rally in nearby Rawalpindi.
We go live now to Islamabad, Pakistan, where we've got Time Magazine's Pakistan and Afghanistan correspondent Aaron Baker on the line. Aaron, what can you tell us first about this bombing in Peshawar?
Well, it's really interesting that it should come today because Benazir Bhutto today, as she was addressing the journalists outside her house, was talking about the fact that the government has sent all of its police and military to the capital to contain this peaceful protest, and they were not watching their flanks, so to speak. And then we see this suicide bombing happen in exactly the areas they had left. So she was right on the spot for that one.
The other big story today is the sort of detention in her home anyway of Benazir Bhutto. Now, a few weeks ago when she came back to Pakistan, it was this big story. You know, there's going to be this bridge built between Bhutto and Musharraf. Is that just off the table? They seem like they have really gone to their corners.
Well, she's been very coy about absolutely ruling out any sort of conversation with Musharraf. What she has said is that only once he reinstates the constitution, removes his uniform as chief of the military, and holds free and fair elections, then she's willing to talk, but not until then.
The fact that Musharraf has announced he will hold some form of election, does that seem to be kind of, getting anywhere with the people who oppose him?
It's not enough, according to most people in Pakistan. They really want to see him take off that uniform. That's been the sticking point with his rule for the past year or so. So until he does that, you're really not going to see any traction with the opposition.
Okay. Aaron Baker, Time Magazine Pakistan and Afghanistan correspondent. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
And that is the Bryant Park Project big story. Now let's get the rest of the news from Rachel Martin.